845 KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. And live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to tune in today. And what a treat. If you haven't heard of the play the last 5 years, it's a very, very interesting concept. It's a two-person cast, and the Performing Artists Repertory Theater is remounting that production. With me, Kathy, the lead actress in this play, Leanne Hill Carlson, is here with me live. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Great to have you here. I appreciate it. I want to talk about how this play works, because it's really interesting that the two of you, it's your husband of what's going to, your husband, we'll just say, in this play, and you start the play at the end of what happens, and he starts the play at the beginning, and you only talk directly to each other one point in time in the play.
Correct. So Jason Robert Brown came up with this really interesting concept where my character starts at the when she finds out that he's leaving her, and his character starts out at the very beginning of the relationship when he meets her. And so you watch his story go forward, and then in the middle, and her story go backward, and in the middle they meet to get married, and they actually do connect at that moment. And then he continues on forward, and she continues on backward.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Not your first rodeo with this play.
No. So the same team, minus the music director, is different this time, but Gordon Cantiello is the director, and John E. Jones and I are in the musical, and Jennifer Novak Haar is doing the music direction this time. And yeah, so we did it in 2017, 2.5 years ago, and thought it'd be awesome to remount it.
Oh, that's neat. Now, as an actress, how do you approach it? I mean, you've made some discoveries and everything, but time is passed in 2.5 years. You've grown as a human being. What happens to you as you look at this character again? You approach it again, knowing what you know from then, and now experiencing it brand new today.
Yeah, I think, you know, whenever I leave a production, I always feel like there's something I could have done different. There's something I left on the table. And rarely do you get a chance to then redo it, especially with the same group of people. And so that's been a really fun discovery, too. And we've had that conversation many times. Like, what could we do to make this better? What choices could we make? And how much have we changed as individuals? And we've realized a lot of those things.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic. The play opens on the 18th of October, runs through the 27th. Its performances are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. And also there are matinees Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. What was it like doing a double show on a Saturday like that?
Well, it's a very, very demanding, vocally demanding show. So I think it'll be it'll be difficult vocally, but I think it'll be fine. It's a short show. I think it runs like 2 hours, so we'll have a nice rest period in between.
Sure. Oh, very good. This isn't your first play either, obviously. you act in other theater companies around Omaha. What is your take on the Omaha theater scene as an actress?
Right. Yeah. So I've worked with almost all of them in town since I was 16, I guess, was my first production. And I just recently did a show with the Blue Barn called Indecent. Bridget St. Bridget, I've done lots of stuff at the Playhouse and the Rose. So, I really appreciate being a part of all of the theaters. And we are such a vibrant community. And it's fun to meet people from all walks of life.
Yeah, the exact word I was going to use, vibrant,
by the way. Yeah,
very much. Very good. What do you make of the space? The Performing Artists Repertory Theater is done at 7400 Dodge Street, the theater at the Crossroads. How do you like that space? How do you like working there?
Well, it's very intimate, which is nice. I like when you can connect with an audience and you're not, I like the big stages too. So I can't say I have a preference for one versus the other, but it is nice to just kind of in a show such as this one, where it's just two people and they're telling a very intimate story. Anyone that's been in a relationship can appreciate this show. I think the space is important to tell it in compared to a big theater.
Sure. Absolutely. What's your favorite song? Either that you do or that he does. I mean,
right.
What one song that you go, yeah, you know what, I can do that or watch that every time.
Ooh, okay. So I have two. My favorite song to sing is called I Can Do Better Than That. I think it's fun, and it's about her and on a road trip with him, and it just has some good memories for me. But my favorite song in the whole show is one that he sings, and it's called If I Didn't Believe in You. And I think we all get to that point in a relationship, and he's just begging her to understand where he's coming from, and I think it's a pinnacle part of the show. Jason Robert Brown's a genius, and we are the first people that did Jason Robert Brown in like a decade when we did it 2.5 years ago. And then the Playhouse went and did Parade and Bridges of Madison County right after that. So there's been a lot of Jason Robert Brown lately. So if you want to see one of his other pieces, it's coming up.
You have the opportunity. That's Leanne Hill Carson. She plays Kathy in The Last 5 Years. PerformingArtistsRepertoryTheater.org would be the website to go to for information. Thank you.
Thank you.